Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting third. The left fielder, Tommy Reynolds. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Danny Cater. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting eighth. The catcher, Phil Roof. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Catfish Hunter. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Catfish Hunter. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Ted Olander. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Greg Nettles. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Rich Reese. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Leo Cardenas. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Roseboro. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Cott. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Cott. And now, play ball. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Campaneris moves to second. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas fields it and throws to third for the out. Campaneris scores. Reynolds moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. It's 1-0, Athletics. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a line drive into center field. Olander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Olander. Cater reaches second base with a double. Reynolds scores. It's 2-0, Athletics. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is walked intentionally. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Athletics, 2, Twins, 2. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva takes first base on ball 4. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Oliva moves to third. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a pop-up towards short. Campaneris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese strikes out. Two outs. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof hits a pop-up towards short. Cardenas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Catfish Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. John Rosboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosboro hits a line drive into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cater fields the ball and throws to Hunter covering. Safe. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ulander hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cott moves to third. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Carew bunts towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cott scores. Ulander moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-2, Twins. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Oliva hits a pop-up towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hershberger hits a line drive into center field. Ulander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Reynolds hits a fly ball into left field. Nettles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cater hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Bando moves to second. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Green hits a fly ball towards center. Ulander settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Ulander. Bando scores. Cater goes all the way around to score. Green moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-3, Athletics. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-1 in the game. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reese scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Monday for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-1 in the game. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cater scoops it up and throws to first, with Hunter covering, for the out. Two outs. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0 for 1 in the game. Reese strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0 for 1 in the game. Roof strikes out. One out. Catfish Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunter strikes out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hershberger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Campaneris moves to second. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Reynolds hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Campaneris scores. Hershberger moves to second. It's 5-3, Athletics. Dick Woodson now pitching. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bando is hit by the pitch. Hershberger moves to third. Reynolds moves to second. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cater hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardenas hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Monday. Cardenas reaches second base with a double. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 0 for 1 in the game. Roseboro hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cardenas moves to third. One out. Charlie Manuel pinch hits for Dick Woodson. Charlie Manuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manuel hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cardenas tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-4, Athletics. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Ulander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Perry now pitching. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 2 in the game. Monday is called out on strikes. Two outs. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0 for 2 in the game. Roof strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Carew strikes out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Oliva hits a pop-up towards short. Campanera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-2 in the game. Nettles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Catfish Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-for-2 in the game. Hunter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Campaneris bunts towards first. Reese scoops it up and throws to first, with Carew covering, for the out. Hunter moves to second. One out. Reggie Jackson pinch hits for Mike Hershberger. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is walked intentionally. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Reynolds strikes out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Bando strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Reggie Jackson now playing right field. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0-for-2 in the game. Reese hits a pop-up towards short. Campanera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Cardenas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Rosporo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosporo is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosporo hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-5, Twins. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Uhlander hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jackson. Uhlander reaches second base with a double. Paul Lindblad now pitching. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Carew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew juggles the ball. That's an error on Killebrew. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-3 in the game. Monday hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ramon Webster pinch hits for Phil Roof. Ron Paranoski now pitching. Dave Duncan pinch hits for Ramon Webster. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew juggles the ball. That's an error on Killebrew. Monday moves to second. Jim Pagliarani pinch hits for Paul Lindblad. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Athletics 5. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Duncan now catching. John Wyatt now pitching. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Oliva hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Oliva moves to second. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Killebrew hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 3 in the game. Nettles hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cater settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0 for 3 in the game. Reese strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank Quilici now playing third base. Cesar Tovar now playing left field. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Campaneris hits a fly ball into center field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Jackson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Quilici fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Athletics 5. The Twins will come to bat. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Rosboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosboro is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Rosboro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Peronoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peronoski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Ulander hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cater fields the ball and throws to Wyatt covering. Safe. Peronoski moves to second. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Carew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Peronoski scores. Belander moves to third. Carew moves to second. It's 7-5, Twins. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Oliva is walked intentionally. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards third. Quilici fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Cater hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Green hits a ball on the ground towards second. Carew fields the ball and throws to second. Cardenas drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Cardenas. Green moves to second. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Monday hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Green scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-6, Twins. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 1 in the game. Duncan strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 7, and Oakland Athletics, 6. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.